When I think about this Christmas announcement to the shepherds and the Christmas story in general, it causes me to reflect and realize how many times in my life that rejection or the fear of rejection has kept me from receiving a gift that God wanted to give me. I don't like to admit that because I would like to pretend as if everybody else was to blame for the things I didn't get in life, or that I'm just waiting on the Lord for everything I've prayed for. But this Christmas, in reflecting, I thought a lot about how rejection, and I'll break that down just a little bit for you right now. But first, let me tell you a story. On Christmas Eve, my grandmother on my dad's side would always come to see us with my Uncle Russell. And both of them are now in heaven. They both died within the last couple of years. I want to tell you about the last time that I saw both of them. They lived just about 200 yards apart on the same piece of land. My uncle called me to tell me that he was sick and that he didn't have much time. He'd kept it a secret. He didn't tell anybody. And I really loved this uncle too. He was my cool uncle. He was my cool uncle. He didn't give me beer or anything like that when my dad wasn't looking, but he always had my back. When I called the DJ Jazzy Jeff 900 hotline, the Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff 900 hotline, and ran up a $70 phone bill, he was the one to meet me out in the yard and let me know I was in trouble so I could prepare to go face my dad. And he had my back. So I went to see him, and it was really sad because he was already in the bed. Why didn't you tell us sooner? We could have come and seen you sooner, but he's a very private person. And going to see him with my mom, I figured while we were there, we would get to see my grandmother too, who was also pretty sick. But something weird happened. And y'all, I didn't want to tell this story at the start of my sermon because it's going to sound heavy. But it's all right to laugh because it's kind of funny and everybody's family is kind of crazy. And so don't feel bad laughing at this when I tell you it, because it's kind of funny. We're sitting there with my uncle, and my grandmama calls, and they pick up the phone, and we're sitting with my uncle, and I hear my grandmama on the phone while my uncle's girlfriend is sitting there, and she says, hey, grandmama, and they had tension in their relationship too, but, you know, she was calling because he was very sick and probably days away from dying. And so she, I can't believe I'm telling y'all this. She goes, what are y'all doing? And Sandy says, well, Faith and Stephen are here. And Grandmama goes, Faith and Stephen, oh God. Now, I love my grandmama. It's not like we had some horrible relationship. Again, she would come every Christmas Eve. My grandmama was the one who would record the pay-per-view WrestleManias for me when I was a boy. So I owe her a great debt of gratitude, love, and honor. Anyway, she said, Faith and Stephen, oh God. Then she goes, are they coming over here? She didn't know we could hear her. And Sandy said, oh, I don't know, Grandmama. And Grandmama goes, God, I hope not. I know, it's kind of like, pray for Pastor Stephen. And so it was the weirdest thing. And we didn't go see her. And I never saw her again. And I don't know that I regret that necessarily because, I mean, it was pretty obvious we weren't wanted. But, you know, my mom said something, and I fact-checked this with her to make sure she actually said it this week. When we were driving away, we were like, wasn't that crazy that we were like these unwanted aliens invading? She didn't want to see us. And she goes, my mom goes, well, maybe it wasn't that she didn't want to see us. Maybe she didn't want us to see her in that state and the house in that state. And she had raised another girl after she had raised one of her son's daughters, and then those kids were there, and so the house was always a mess. Maybe she wasn't rejecting us. Maybe she was protecting herself from being seen by us. The reason I mention that, as embarrassing as the story is and as awkward as it is, Merry Christmas, everybody. Here's a heart-wrenching Christmas story to warm your spirits. We'll put some hot cocoa into communion cups at Christmas Eve and make it up to you, something like that. The reason I share it is because it made me realize that a lot of times we reject blessings in our life because we don't accept the messes that come with them. And what I love about Luke chapter 2 and the way that God comes to earth in the form of a baby born in a barn in Bethlehem is that it lets me know that God is very comfortable stepping into my mess. I want to say to somebody today whose life is a mess going into this holiday season. House is a mess. Mind is a mess. Marriage is a mess. Money is a mess. If I look long enough, I'll find a mess. Don't make me get up under the bed. I will find. I'll open the doors in the closet in the room. You don't let anybody in. Everybody in here has a mess. And I think one of the greatest sins of the church is the cutification of Christmas. I made that word up. Cutification. Little baby Jesus. You know, babies are only cute when you're waving at them. They're chaotic if you're raising them. I will repeat that again because you are a little slow today. Y'all came in on that dial-up modem spiritual setting, okay? I'm gonna say it again. Babies are cute when you wave. Oh, look, that baby's so cute. But when you're raising them, Jesus Christ, the baby becomes the perfect symbol of Christmas because it teaches us that God is comfortable in our chaos. So don't wait till you get it all together to invite God in. Don't be like grandmama and think, well, if they saw how I was living. The beauty of the incarnation of Jesus Christ is that while, Romans 5:8, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And while we were in our lowly state, he came. Notice where he came. He came in a field to the shepherds. So it reminds me to know that God can reach me wherever I am. God can reach me wherever I am. Let's get that confession going. Say it out loud. God can reach me wherever I am. And this is why we sing the Christmas carol, I've got friends in low places. The Christmas carol. Because it's good to know that this season you have some expectations for great moments and peaceful moments and wonderful reunions and wonderful gifts and all of that. But if you really want to have a blessed Christmas season, might I give you some unspiritual sounding advice? Lower your expectations. Right? Set your expectations low. And you're like, but no, the Bible said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. So in that sense, we expect blessings to come into our life. How many are expecting God to bless you before the year is over in a brand new, beautiful way? Well, don't be shy about it. You're not going to get it like that. Little timid Christian. How many are expecting God to bless you? Yeah, I am. Of course I am. I'm expecting for him to show up and provide for me. I'm expecting for him to see me through with his peace. I'm expecting for him to create moments that I'll remember. I'm expecting him to visit in my life. And I need to stop screaming because this isn't the best part of my sermon. But God promised, number one, he will reach you. Notice that the angels came to the shepherds. And the reason I mentioned St. Garth Brooks is because, look at this verse. You've never seen this before in the Christmas story. It said, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. You missed it. While we're so busy looking for God to come from up here, from a high experience. While we're so busy waiting for God to come up here, the angel of the Lord came upon them, the Bible says, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. So if you're looking for God in your life right now, looking for provision and protection in your life right now, I got a piece of advice. Look low. Imagine heaven wanting to get the word out that the Savior of the world is born. And so heaven puts together an advertising agency, a marketing team. We got to get the word out and let everybody know that the Savior is born, that the one who was prophesied is coming, that the one who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah is here right now. Today is born to you in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Who will we assemble to be the influencers that will spread this heavenly message? And so God looks at Silicon Valley and finds some tech startup billionaires, but he can't give them the message because they're too high for it. And God looks at somebody else who has a perfect standing in society, some socialite who is accepted by all, who has entree into every environment, but he can't give them the message because they're too high for it. And God puts together a search committee. We need to give somebody the message that the Savior is born, and we can't find anybody except these shepherds. You got to understand something about the shepherds. The shepherds were the lowest people in the society of the day. So when God, get ready to shout, got ready to give the highest announcement, he picked the lowest people to give the highest announcement. And I wonder, is he looking for somebody today who's been real low because he wants to show you something? I had to learn this, that the Lord looks low. Did you know that? The Lord looks low. Jesus said, I am lowly in heart. For all of those who are in a spiritual low today, he's looking for you. Tell your neighbor in case they're going through, say, he's looking for you. He's looking for you. Hey, angels, over here, we're important. No, I'm not looking for you. Hey, angels, over here, I'm real smart. I'm not looking for you. Hey, angels, over here, I'm accepted by everybody. I'm not looking for you. I'm looking for a low person. You say, well, does that mean if my life is going good that God won't bless me? It doesn't mean that at all. It just means that the only reason your life is going good is because he reached down when you were low. And some of us have forgotten. I'm going to give you 23 seconds to remember how he reached down low. How you didn't deserve for him to answer your prayer. How you had to pray for him to get you out of a situation that you got yourself into. Fake people on Christmas. That's cute Christmas praise. I'm talking about he reached down low. He reached way down low. And the Bible said, lo, the angel of the Lord. Everybody shout, lo. Lo. I got a friend in low places. That encouraged me. Look for God in the lows over the next 20 days. Look for the lessons he wants you to learn in the lows. After all, if he chose lowly shepherds to reveal his son to, maybe he will choose your low moment to reveal the greatest lessons of your life.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.